And we're here on the K&M Podcast. Ken Brown, WGR Radio, Mike O'Hara, Lions aficionado, Nick Roddy from WGR Radio, the first broadcast of 2025 Lions Playoff Podcast. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello there, Kenny. How you doing?
Nick Roddy.
Hello.
How is everything going? Look, I like a little pep in you guys' step after something that we have never seen before. Let's just get right to it. Last night, for those who are listening to the podcast on Monday, was epic. Epic in proportion. The Lions, first of all, can you, Mike or Nick, even have imagined when we start doing this back in September that they will win 15 games?
No, not at all. No. Because it's never been
what
done.
Was,
what we saw last
What was
night.
The over-under on the season? Was it 12?
Wasn't it like 11 or 10? I think it was 10 and a half or something like that was the over and under. I got to go back and check that out because I'm not a better like you two degenerates. I don't bet. I only bet for fun.
Same here.
Mike, the casino was named after you. What are you talking about? The Greek Town Casino was named after the O'Hara Casino. That, don't they have an O'Hara's in Vegas? O'Hara's?
Well, just
Harris, just Mike O'Hara's.
Just missing footprints.
That's it. But anyway, I think it was 10 and a half or 11. We'll check it out. But definitely an over. But when you looked at the schedule, there were games like I didn't see any way they were going to win the Houston game at the time. I thought Houston was going to be a better team. I thought they would lose at least one division game. Didn't happen. They went 6-0 in division. The Buffalo game, I had that as a questionable, and they lost it. That was a questionable game. But after that, you know, it was just games here and there. I thought Green Bay they would split with because everybody told me how great Green Bay was, and I'm about to get to that in a minute after you get that because I'm about to rail
no,
on them.
Don't have to talk about that.
I got to rail on them for my 1 minute for my hatred of the Green Bay Packers. But anyway, did you guys
– Wait a minute. Hold it. 1 minute?
It's only going to be a minute because, like Nick, I agree with Nick. I'm not wasting my time on substandard product. I'm only going to say this because I feel like dealing with it real quick. But anyway, so you guys had the overs, though. You guys had them winning about 10, 11 games, right?
I had them winning 11 and 10. No, 11 and 10. What am I talking about? 11 and 7.
That's 18, but that's close enough.
11
and 6.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, 11 and 6.
Winning, 11 and 10, I'm sorry.
Mike had to play an extra game. They got to play next week for Mike.
But I had them winning the division.
I don't know how Minnesota's going to get up for the next playoff round, which they have to by next Monday night. But, Roddy, don't you think if they're it's going to be hard. You're right there at the precipice of getting everything, and now you got to play a wild card game. And I just don't – how you get up for that Rams game if you're Minnesota?
I mean, I think they'll get up easily for it. I mean, they didn't have the expectation the Lions had for this season. So I think they were playing with house money. I mean – they were kind of chasing the Lions all season. They're always a game back, always a couple of games back. And it's hard to make that up when you don't lose. So, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think they ever expected to get the one seed.
Well, they didn't expect till this week, until last Monday.
Yeah.
From Monday to
– and then you know it's a coin flip.
No, but from Monday, after they beat Green Bay to last night, every the Minnesota, this team is on a roll, and Super Bowl, they're gonna go in Detroit and spank that butt, and it's all they're the best team in the league, and if they get home advantage, the Skol guys will be doing that chanting. They'll walk right to the. They were from Monday to Sunday night. They were expected to be a Super Bowl team and going to the Super Bowl, getting the number one seed. Upset, and you got to remember also, Roddy. First 5 weeks, they were ahead of the Lions. Well, the first four, at least, they were tied.
Were they
5-0, and the Lions were 4-1 when they played. So the Lions only took over in the sixth week, you know, starting the sixth week. So
not so long ago.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Minnesota, there were expectations.
3 months ago.
They got defeated last night. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I got to talk about the fraud that is the Green Bay Packers for 1 minute. Please indulge me, gentlemen.
Get ready to cut this, too.
Oh, when the season started after they beat Philly last year in the playoffs, oh, my God, the Green Bay Packers are going to be a Super Bowl contender and they can win it. And as late as 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, oh, Green Bay is the team, the dark horse team to win it. Gentlemen, please, question. What was their record in division? They won one damn division game.
Yeah,
1-5.
Game.
And the one they won, they blocked Chicago's kick at the end. They would have lost that one. That team is a fraud. That team is a fraud. That coach is a fraud. And I don't want to hear any more about the Green Bay Packers. Oh, my God. Oh, the young talent. And they, this is a young nothing. Don't want to hear it. When it was time to play, they did nothing. And Jordan Love, he's a good player, but they put him up there too fast. And now, I'm going to tell you right now, if Chicago gets the right coach, Chicago will be ahead of them next year. So I don't want to hear any more Green Bay Packer. That's my minute. You may elaborate if you choose.
You know, the story has told itself. You know, what we saw in the games, that's what it is. It's not what they're projecting anymore or anything like that stuff that you see on sports talk. We saw it right before our eyes. You know, it is what it is. There's no point to dwell on it.
I just love to dwell on the Packers because any chance I get to do it, I'm going to do it because of my disdain for the whole organization. Thank you.
And the bottom line is that they're the third best team in this division. That's
yes.
what it is.
Yes. And what were they in the – they were number did they finish 7 or 6 in the
seventh
seed? So they damn near – they just lucky Atlanta fell asleep during the, you know, with the switch during the season. Otherwise, they might not even be in the playoffs. But I'm going to give them credit. Okay, as much as I don't like Green Bay, I'm going to give them credit, though. They did win 11 games, and that's a tough division. We got a 15-win, a 14-win, and an 11-win team. So undoubtedly the best division, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No question.
Okay. Now we can talk about the game last night. For truth's sake, I did admit that I called Mike at halftime and told him that I was worried about this game. Roddy, I don't know if you were worried about it, but it was a nail biter.
Like in last week's podcast.
It was a nail biter. It was a nail biter. I thought that, look, I'm not going to dog any player for not performing the way they should have or whatever. But there were a couple performances in that first half that were just a little subpar to me. And I thought Jared Goff didn't play his greatest half of football. He didn't play terrible, but I expected a little more. And I expected the offense to be a little more aggressive in the first half. And they just weren't.
That's not a lot on him. I mean, If you're not calling an aggressive game plan, it's not Jared Goff's not making the play calls, but I think he settled in. I mean, the one pick, the tip ball, it was a good play by Minnesota and probably a throw he shouldn't make. The one 50-yard bomb to J-Mo, I really have no problem with. I mean, it's a punt.
Yeah, but
it's a first down. It's a first down.
That was a first down punt, though.
Chances are you're not getting out of the shadows of your goalpost more times than not. Because, we saw what happened on an earlier drive when the Lions were backed up there. So, I mean, and then after that, I think he had 4 incompletions or something like that.
No, he didn't. He had an 81% completion day. I just didn't like that. I didn't like the one play call. I'm nitpicking. They're the champs. They got the bye. I'm all for it. I'm just nitpicking. These are light criticism. So don't go on, you know, wherever you go and say KB's on the podcast dogging the first. I'm not. I'm just like criticizing. Go ahead, Mike.
You're going to save that for the drive home.
Yeah. I didn't like the play call on the fourth down where they threw it when they should have just ran the ball. I understand him trying to go for it all. I wasn't a fan of that where they threw it and got tipped on that fourth play and turned it around. I didn't like that play. They were only 18 inches from a first. It wasn't even a full yard. Go ahead and just pound it up in there and get the yard. Ben Johnson gets cute. He gets a little cute sometimes.
Well, I don't know if at that point in the game their offensive line was getting the push that they got at the end of the game. I mean, I thought first half the offensive line was not playing great. And I don't know what they graded out at, but.
Oh, can you say that? I thought I was the negative Nelly. I didn't know that you were participating.
No, they weren't. I'm sure if you asked them, they'd admit it.
Okay. I'm surprised that somebody's joined me in the chorus of a little nitpicks here.
But they took over when it was time to take over.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And you could feel, it was like a boxing match. You could just feel the strength leaving Minnesota's body and the Lions just picking up strength. They were like just pushing them around the last couple of drives.
Well, that's one of the things to me that makes last night's game even more memorable, and that is the fact that somebody came on and won the game, and it wasn't it wasn't a fluke. It wasn't anything like that. But the better team won and got better and better and better as that game went on, and just landed one haymaker after another in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing much more I can talk about the game except for I thought the defense that had been maligned by you guys for the last month, how terrible they were, how they were giving up 40 a game, and you guys just didn't believe. And I was trying to tell you to calm down. When his time is right, they'll play, and Aaron Glenn will draw something up. But, you know, you guys didn't want to. You guys were in panic mode, and they had to score every time. I heard on the radio station, one station, I'm not going to mention the name, they had to get three stops in the whole game or it's over. If they didn't get – they had to do only three stops. That's all they need. After that, it'll be football is a game of emotion. It's a game of luck. It's a game of hope. I never thought the defense was as bad as they had been playing. I didn't think it was great. But I just felt that, you know, the longer they play together, the more the defense would gel. And I'll tell you right now, that defense would not have played as good last night if they didn't play that San Francisco game. You guys agree with that?
So you think that sharpened them up to play another
game? I think they were working through things, and they needed that game to work through the things. And then when you bring Alex Anzalone into the mix with them playing last week, I think that was the perfect match.
I mean, you could probably say the same thing about that Buffalo game. I mean, the questions that the media asked these players, is this defense good enough to – win a Super Bowl? I think they took offense to that.
They did.
I mean, and it showed last night. I mean, they took that and they ran with it. So
they did. And I look, these are professional athletes, people, and they take a lot of pride in what they do. And nobody wants to get pushed all up and down the field, and it just wasn't going to happen. I didn't think they were going to have a performance like last night, but I knew they just weren't going to be a sieve because they had too many good players left, even though, you know, that guys were missing. And I'll tell you right now, did I tell you guys that Levi Onwuzurike will give you 75% of what McNeil will give you? I said that.
Has he?
Seven pressures last night. Seven. And the sack that Zadarius got was Onwuzurike, the one that broke through and pushed.
But McNeil's been out for how many weeks?
2 weeks. He's only been out 2 weeks. He got hurt in the Buffalo game.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Watch from this point on. I'm not saying he's McNeil, but he'll give you 75% of McNeil. He's a good player that had a back problem. He was drafted a round ahead of McNeil when they came out. That's how his rating was coming in, and I think he's a good player. Him and Reeder, to me, that defensive line, and like I said, they played one of their best games last night, and I thought that
without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, and
no question about that.
And I thought that Josh Pascal finally played without getting hurt, because Josh Pascal's, you know what I call him? I call him timeout, because every game he's on the ground and they got to call timeout because he gets up and he plays again. But he gets those little minor hurts. Last night, none of that, and I thought he played a good game.
Well, you haven't mentioned Amik Robertson, who's probably the MVP.
Oh, we're going to get to that, because that's going to be in my follow-up question. But since you got anything else to say before we get to Amik, anybody?
Did anybody watch the post-game thing in after the game with the coach, with Coach Campbell?
I saw it.
Those things, I think, are just great. I could play them over and over and over. And once again, he outdid himself again.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
Really?
Those are good.
The only person who can beat him is himself, and he does it every week. It's just great.
If you watch the whole thing when they came into the room, look at Brad Holmes. Just go back and check out Brad Holmes. He's got the blue shirt on. He's got one of the championship shirts on. But just watch Brad as he's going through everybody who comes in that locker room. I mean, those two that's a good match. And I think they do good together. Now, let's talk about Mr. Amik Robinson. Amik Robinson. I'm gonna have to get his name right.
Is it Robinson or Robertson?
Robertson. It's Robertson. I'm gonna have to get his name, because right now
E-R-T-S-O-N.
He is the emotional leader of that D backfield. Kirby Joseph is too, but he's the emotional leader of that team. And he was like, there's dogs back. I remember he said it specifically. There's dogs back here. some of these guys ain't dogs. I know dogs, and I'm going to show you. And he's 5'9" on a good day, but he sticks his nose in there. He's hell of a cornerback. He's a better outside cornerback than a nickel. And they
well, play five so often that I don't know if that makes a big difference, but
well, so it just makes a difference because even when he came over, I remember the scouting thing on said he's better playing boundary than inside. He can play inside, but he's a better boundary cornerback. So I think he plays better out there. I'd leave him out there.
Well, I like the way he handled Jefferson from start to finish. Left him with three catches for the rest of the entire game.
Rowdy?
I mean, I leave him out there, too. You don't have anyone coming in to help. It's not like Carlton Davis is coming back for the first playoff game. So,
well, he's there for now. I'm just talking about not leaving there for good. You know, he's back. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. I was worried Terry Arnold had broke his leg or broke his foot. But I saw the videos in the locker room where he's dancing around, jumping around. I saw something he put up today, and he just said it was a foot. It wasn't an ankle or it wasn't, ligaments or whatever. So I expect him to play in 2 weeks.
Well, that would certainly be a help.
Yeah, I mean, the x-rays were negative, apparently, and he said, I'm playing in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was walking around today. I saw a video before we started this podcast. Him, they're in a room somewhere with a bunch of the D-backs, and he's jumping on the couch. So,
Did he really need to be carted off?
Well, I think he was worried at first until they x-rayed it, They made, you don't want to step on it if it is broke.
You know what he should have done then? He should have jumped off halfway along. I'm okay, let me go.
Hey, and you got to admit, he made a couple plays, Roddy, who was doubting him last week and told him how he needed an interception. I think Roddy played a good game yesterday.
Congratulations.
No. I remember a doubter on the last podcast, Mr. Doughty. Okay.
Could I not have been doubting him? Has he proven me otherwise before yesterday?
I think he's been a B minus this year.
That's not what I said. I said he needed to make a play.
Okay, you're right. And he made one in the end zone. He made one to save the touchdown.
Congrats. All right. For a first round pick.
All right. Well, let's see. Any other final thoughts on this? Because I want to get to a couple things as we go forward. Any final thoughts on Minnesota or the season? Roddy, you first.
Minnesota, I mean, their kicker inspires negative confidence in you if you're a Vikings fan. Justin Jefferson, I don't know what was up with him if he kind of looked out of it. I mean, after they weren't really playing that well, did they really feel like the pressure? Did they really, I don't know, I don't want to say like want to win, but it kind of seemed like they checked out.
All right.
But that's just me.
All right. Mike?
I'll tell you what, if I was a general manager of the Minnesota team, I would be starting right now. I would wonder what I'm going to do with Sam Darnold's contract. That was certainly not a winning performance yesterday, and that's he should have been at his best yesterday. He was, or last night, but he wasn't. He was at his worst.
Well, that'll play out as the playoffs go. And I'm saying the playoffs will decide what they're going to do with his contract. But you know what? That's their problem. I don't care.
Okay.
I hope they bring him back for 100 years. I don't care. We've been on this podcast 20 minutes, and they haven't said the two words that we need to say today. And you know what those two words are, gentlemen?
Goodbye?
No. Roddy?
Bye week?
No. Jahmyr Gibbs! Come on, man. What are we talking about? How can we even go any farther? Was that a superstar performance or not? Four touchdowns. 139 yards rushing. I mean, he controlled the game. And he's a part-time player on our team until Montgomery got hurt. I'm just saying he doesn't play every down. No, when I say part time, I'm not talking about skill. I'm saying he doesn't play every down. He doesn't get 30 carries a game.
Who does?
He got 23 last night. See, that's what I'm saying. This is because they need him now. I heard somebody say it, one of the commentators today. He's the best. He'll be the third or fourth best back in the league starting next year. And he's right up there now in the top 10, top six.
Who are the three ahead of him?
Well, probably Saquon Barkley and
that's one.
The guy from Baltimore.
Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
He can do things that Henry can't do. Henry didn't score 20 touchdowns this year, I'll tell you that.
No, but he had 1,900 yards.
Did he really?
Yep, 1,900. He's I like to give him the Baltimore radio, but he's the first back to have 1,900 yards that didn't lead the league in rushing.
Wow.
So, and that's their problem. Anyway, great, great performance. Is he the best player, non-quarterback on the team? Don't count quarterbacks because quarterback is always the best player. And is he the best player on this team, Jahmyr Gibbs?
Oh, that's a good one. I'll say yes.
I mean, I don't know. It's either him or Sewell, so.
Yeah, yep, Penny Sewell, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'll change back. I think it's Penny Sewell.
I agree. I can take either one of them, but if it's one, it's one and 1A.
Right.
It's one and 1A. Sewell probably is the best player, but he's ascended the throne. And, boy, I wish I could go back to these people who talked about the day that was they drafted him, how terrible it was, the draft of running back in the top 20 in the first round. You don't take run. Somebody said Campbell and Brad Holmes don't know anything about the draft by taking a linebacker and a running back with two first-round picks. They just blew all the draft capital they got from the Stafford trade. That was the talk back then. And I'm going to tell you right now, between Jack Campbell and Jahmyr Gibbs, and then Sam Laporte, you add on to the third one because you got that two in the trade. That's epic draft. And then Brian Branch is your fourth guy. And all of them are contributors. So that is that.
So who do you want to see in the first week of the playoffs?
Washington. I think Washington is going to beat Tampa. I don't even care who Minnesota and the Rams, whoever, it doesn't make a difference. And then we'll have to play Washington. I think that's the way it's going to go. Green Bay, I thought Green Bay had a chance against Philly until I found out what a fraud they were. No chance. So it's going to be Washington and Detroit.
Did last week change your opinions that much on Green Bay?
No, if you remember, I've been saying this for a while, but I thought at least they could be competent. But after the things I've seen the last 2 weeks with them, I don't even think they're competent. And then they lost Watson last night, who's really their only deep threat. And
quarterback.
Well, quarterback, he had a funny bone hit. You know, I ain't never seen a funny bone hit to last that long, like a whole game, but evidently it did. But he'll be all right. He'll be all right to go out and throw interceptions next week. So, Jordan Love. I'm going to Jordan Love. We love Jordan. Okay, well, go love Jordan. You'll be loving him all off season.
Take away this guy's driver's license.
That's it.
Dangerous.
All right. Well, that's it for that. We move on. Week off with nice rest. I was happy to see Aiden Hutchinson on the sideline yesterday. I don't think he's going to make it to the Super Bowl if they get there. But it's good to have goals. I'm glad that he's walking around. He's participating with the team. We'll see what happens. I think that from the next week, they need to get Rakishaw back. There are probably a couple other guys. Maybe Derek Barnes. They said Derek Barnes could possibly be back by the Super Bowl. Those would be two good pickups if they can do that.
Rodrigo.
No, Rodrigo's done for the year. ACL. He's done. But
Montgomery back.
Well, Montgomery never went on the injured list. He's been on the
right.
Hopefully he'll be back for the playoff game. Because like I said last night, there were a couple plays where you had to give it to Gibbs, and those plays you don't want to give him carries and to run him into the line like that. Those are plays Montgomery will have next time, and you can keep Gibbs to 16, 17 carries. Montgomery can pick up that 11, 12 carries at least, and then you're in business. So I like where they're going.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but can I just add something to the running back trio?
Go ahead.
Craig Reynolds, two straight games. He really gave the Lions some competent work there as a backup running back. I thought he really, really did well for him.
I agree.
I didn't even sometimes you kind of lost track and didn't even know he was on the roster.
He made a couple of good runs in that last drive, too.
Yeah,
he did.
And a catch.
And a catch, yeah. St. Brown, I like him because he made enough plays. He wasn't real. He wasn't the factor in the game, you know, as the top guy. But he made some big plays in the game. He never complains. You know, for your best receiver to never complain, to share the spotlight, and all he wants to do is win. And he's out there blocking his behind him. J-Mo, too. They got a good set of receivers. LaPorta is playing better than any time this year. Going forward, LaPorta's going to be a big part of this offense. You watch. He's open. He's catching. He's blocking good. I just like this offense totally. I think offensively they're there. They are right there. So, who do you want to play, Roddy, in the next round?
Washington. I'm kind of with you. I mean, I don't really want to see Matthew Stafford again. I think the Lions should beat the Rams if they were to host the Los Angeles, but I don't want to see Matthew Stafford for the fourth time in two years.
No, I'm tired of him. Do you think
Hold on a second. I'm not tired of him. Okay, I'd like to see the Rams.
Nah, you just living off of memory. You can see him any week on TV. Why do you need to see him here? You can see him any day on TV. Why you got to see him here?
You know why?
Why?
Because I want to.
Okay. Why don't you put a tape in from last year's playoff game? Why we got to see it again? Let Matthew go do his thing over there, and let us do our thing over here.
I didn't say I wanted him to come here and win. I said I'm going to see him play the Rams again.
I don't want to see it. I tell you who I don't want to see play, and I know you guys think I'm crazy or not, but he doesn't scare me, but he does good stuff a lot. And you know who I'm talking about?
What position?
Quarterback.
Who scares you? Oh, as an opposing player?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
Yep. I don't want to see him.
They're not going to see him in the first week.
Well, I'm saying if they beat Washington, we probably won't see him. Right.
We probably won't see him.
But I didn't want to see him in the, because Tampa Bay, if the Rams would have played to win yesterday, and the Lions would have lost,
they could be in Tampa next week.
Yeah, we could be in Tampa, and that's what I was worried about. Because Baker, man, he's got something. I always liked him. He's either terrible or he's good. But I like the way he plays.
He fights. He works.
Yeah, he fights, and he's a scrappy little dude, man. I really like him. All right, gentlemen, I'm keeping it short today. Well, we'll do one next week when we find out who our opponent is. All I want to do is give congratulations to the Lions for a good season. All you fair-weather Lion fans that just jumped on during the season, I hope you're happy. I hope you learned something because you were ready to jump off last Saturday or last Sunday or Monday after the game. You're ready to jump off. Now you're jumping back on, so you go out and get your T-shirts now and you walk around proud with them. All the Lions fans that have been with this team the whole year and years before, you know how you are. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say, Mike.
You got a promise?
I'm not going to dog the fair weather, the new fans, like when the Palace, when Glitter and them came out to dance, you know, and when they got good, when they left the Silver Dome, then everybody was a Pistons fan. But I'm not going to say nothing about that. So, and it was good to see Chauncey Billups at the game last night.
Yeah.
Roddy, you're a little young for Chauncey, weren't you? You don't remember Chauncey. You know, you don't remember the old school players.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Chauncey was at the game. Eminem was at the game.
I thought that was Eminem. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what you're watching, Mike. You're going to have to watch the next game with me. All right. Eminem had his old suite in there.
Oh, did he? Yeah, I thought I saw that when they just went across the thing. I just thought, hey, that's Eminem.
Yeah. I'll tell you another cool thing I saw. Justin Jefferson was doing the warm-ups, whatever. He sees Calvin. He runs over, gives him a hug and a pound. And then he finished with Calvin. He runs right over to Barry and gives him a hug and a pound. That was a great thing. You probably can look online and see it. He said those are two of my heroes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I like Justin Jefferson. Good player. Just I don't want to see it against us. I hope he goes off against the Rams. So anyway, all right, gentlemen, that's it for this week on the K&M Podcast. Nick Roddy, Terry, and Arnold Hater. Hope you do something
motivator.
The next week.
Just call me a motivator.
Yeah, motivator. You motivated him to a great game. Mike O'Hara, Lion aficionado, 15-2. The Detroit Lions have a bye week. And like I said, I never thought I'd see it, so I'm just going to sit back and enjoy this week, fellas.
Hey, Kenny, let me just add one other thing, just to ask a question. What about all those people who said that that Campbell is making a big mistake by having the team go full blow?
Oh, yeah.
Because the guys would be tired.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Oh,
Remember
yeah.
all that?
Oh, yeah. It's a full station full of those guys. So it's
how tired were they?
Yeah. And like I said, it sharpened them up for this week. You know, we might as well get this out before we go. Let's do this right now before we go. Quick predictions. You don't know scores, just quick predictions. Philly, Green Bay, who you got?
I'm going to take Green Bay just to aggravate you.
Okay, Tampa, what? Washington. Who you got, Roddy?
I got Philly.
Okay, Tampa, Washington. Mike?
Tampa.
Roddy?
I'll take Washington.
Minnesota, Rams. Mike?
I'll take the Rams.
Roddy?
I'll take the Vikings.
All right. And the AFC, Houston and the Chargers.
Chargers. Come on.
Same. Chargers.
Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
And
Baltimore. They'll play the first quarter and then leave the building.
All right. Then who is Denver playing? I don't have Buffalo. Okay, there you go. All right, I'm with you guys on all those picks.
I didn't make mine.
I thought you made it.
No.
Oh, you just repeated what I said. I thought you were saying Buffalo.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said Buffalo. I thought that was your pick.
Well, I'd stay with Buffalo.
Okay, stay with Buffalo. Okay. All right. Okay, well, that'll wrap it up with our picks. Gentlemen, have a nice, productive week. Roddy?
All righty.
And Mike O'Hare.
Can't believe they're going to have a week without football, but I'll somehow live through it.
There you go. That's the K&M Podcast. See ya.